Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining report live from the Brown and Kruger studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 23 today. We're already at 21. Cloudy skies at the T-Mobile Center.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Fun at Work Day?
Ooh, don't open that box for
right.
Me. I'm going to take it to another level.
We know.
Them W-2s hit, dog.
Yeah, it's that time. File your taxes, cousins.
7 a.m., we got special guests dropping through.
Yeah, major shout out to Titles, Headliners, Contest Winner, Top Meech, Kansas City's very own. We'll be in the building during the 7 o'clock hour. Of course, we also have the morning gossip going down into 23s. Find out what reality show is coming to an end and which OG is dropping some new heat.
We hustling and shining on a Friday, a Forget About It Friday. On Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Stop putting it off. Stop complaining about it. Stop wishing you didn't have to. Just get it done. Yes, it's difficult, time-consuming, and you'd rather be doing something else. But eventually, it must be completed. So you might as well make that happen. There's no sense in making it more difficult than it already is. There's no need to have it hanging over you for weeks and weeks. Simply get started by taking the first step, then continue until you have the work done. It won't all be smooth sailing, yet you know you can make it happen. With intention, determination, and a finite amount of time and effort, you can have it behind you. The sooner that happens, the better. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:20 on your time, it's a high of 22. Currently it is 18, cloudy skies and KCK. Shawnee O'Neal Henderson hopped on Instagram to share that the hit reality show Basketball Wives will not be returning.
I'm announcing today that Basketball Wives will not be returning. Since its launch in 2010, this franchise has been the defining part of my professional journey. What began as a vision to tell my story and stories of women like me grew into a cultural movement that created opportunity, sparked conversation, and honestly amplified voices that deserve to be heard.
What a time. I remember first watching that because, I mean, at 2010, I was I was about to start high school. I was in middle school at that point, and it was a very interesting show. I learned so much. So shout out to Shawnee O'Neal for creating that type of franchise. And then, of course, I know other shows actually were kind of like spinoffs of it, too. So sad to see them go.
Lots How of you doing? Created.
It's like Real Housewives of Atlanta ending. That would be terrible. What we going to watch on TV?
We need Football Wives of Kansas City. How about that?
Who all got wives?
That would look for real.
I think that might be the conversation.
Look at you. Well, some of them do. How about we pitch this to Taylor and Travis?
Only one that I know that's married is Patrick. Harrison Butker.
Patrick.
And Patrick. And Harrison Butker's wife is in the kitchen. So I don't know when she's going to have time to get on
look
screen.
Look at you again.
I'm just saying. Ain't it National Have Fun at Work Day?
Let's see. It's some more guys. Stop. It's more guys and
that's
married.
Why you, and you know all the football statistics, think. But you can't think it is. My point has been made. Other news. Go medalist. Sha'Carri Richardson unfortunately was arrested after speeding. For allegedly being caught driving 100 miles per hour or faster.
Hey.
After pulled over, she was booked into Orange County Jail and charged with dangerous, excessive speeding of 100 miles or more. According to the arrest report, she is being held on a $500 bond. I am assuming by now she has been released. That would be assumed. So,
what's the fastest you've ever gone on a highway, D?
I'm not saying that on air.
Why not? Ain't nobody, you incognito.
I don't know. I mean, I definitely have hit 100 before. But
you have?
Yeah.
Dang.
Don't see.
Look at you.
You didn't try to set me up. Not like a typical thing, but when, you know, I was going back and forth, but, you know, on 70 to go home, like, it's plenty of times I didn't. You look up and you at 100, you don't even realize it.
What?
If you are on a road trip,
do y'all hear this?
If you on 70 and you on them two, them, you know, them only two lanes and it's nobody, you just.
See,
just
this
cruising.
Is why Kehoe is you know, messing with the speed limit because of you.
And you raised the speed limit.
That's crazy. Did y'all hear what she said? She said before you know it, you hit 100.
Oh, my
he
gosh.
He didn't set me up. He didn't act it like it was a safe space.
Well, it was.
No.
They ain't going to ridicule me. Ain't that sick, y'all?
I was shocked. I wasn't expecting you to say
that's
that.
That's not something I hit every day. But I've hit 100 before. You've hit 100 before.
No, I've never hit 100. For real. No, I've never even, like, driven a car that is, like, capable in 100. You know, like,
no. Like, you just say anything.
Bro, what? Bro, look, 100,
real,
that is
will.
Fast, bro.
I hit, like, 90 just, the other day.
I'm too cognizant of where I am. And y'all driving right now, if you on 435, 70, 35, y'all better slow y'all ass down.
No.
Yeah, don't be speeding. Like, if it's traffic and stuff, that's the worst opportunity for you to be speeding. But if you on, like, a road trip and you got open road, that's the situation where you might hit something.
Man, look, them country police with them sheriffs out there, bro, they don't be playing. They the worst ones.
That's a fact.
That's why I don't.
You
know.
Gotta know where to look though, cause I know how to peek by corners. Shout out to my pops for getting me hip.
Especially in the state of Missouri, not Missouri. When you in Missouri and you get pulled over, man, please.
Excuse me, officer. Why'd you pull me over? License and registration, please.
Shout out to all the speed demons out there. Hey,
slow down for MC catching.
Oh no.
Hey, yo, what up? It's me, your boy Jay White. Did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
My bad, D. That was that's just a little, I don't know, dog.
We love a good stare. It was giving that Spider-Man meme.
I was just like, I'm trying to that's what happens when I'm multitasking. Like, I got three screens. I got a partridge in a pear tree. I got a line of card. I got,
right,
you know.
A jail wall.
So, yeah. My bad, man.
No, you good.
but make sure that you listen in and tap in longer this weekend for your chance to win tickets to see the New Edition Way Winning Weekend. Starring New Edition, along with Boyz II Men and Toni Braxton, February 5th, my mommy's birthday, at the T-Mobile Center from Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. It's Hot 103 Jams. You think I should take my mama to go see New Edition?
Yes. Yeah, that'd be fun. You think she's going to be hitting the dance? She's going to do a little da-da-da-da.
In her own little special way. So, D, in some great news, the Kansas City Royals Foundation is providing free admission to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum throughout February. Of course, a celebration of Black History Month, one of my favorite months of the year. To accommodate for the anticipated demand, the museum will operate on an extended schedule. Negro Leagues Baseball Museum will be open on Mondays in February from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., with the exception of President's Day on February 15th. And doors will be open then from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the museum will be open 9 a.m. every Wednesday throughout February.
Take your kids. Give them a history lesson.
Man, I am forever grateful for Mr. Bob Kendrick for not only what he provides for the city with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, but What he like, he provided, like, we was getting married in 22, you know, and we brought our family in from all around the country, from mainly from Cincinnati, though.
Right, yeah.
Bringing in Naomi's family, and he gave us a tour of the Negro Leagues just on the spot.
Yeah.
So it is a real treat, and we always want to support the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. So there's no excuse for you never to go down there and check out the history that that started right here in our beloved city, Kansas City, Missouri.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech Nine, and when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Now, I'm not against nobody, you know, adults, that is, enjoying an adult beverage from time to time, all right, within moderation. But D, if you go into the liquor stores recently, especially within the past, I don't know, 10, 15 years or so, you've seen these little mini bottles of alcohol.
Little airport shots.
And it's like the sales have gone through the roof with these things, along with other adult beverages like Cutwaters and, you know.
Oh, yeah, them Cutwaters be going, yeah, beat boxes.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Well, some Kansas City officials want to ban the sale of single-serve small liquor bottles and beer in certain high-crime areas of the city.
There's research out there suggesting that by reducing the sales of certain products, you can improve public safety-related issues, public disorder issues, and quality of life issues. It would restrict the sale of individual mini bottles of alcohol, which would be half pints, nips, airplane bottles, of hard liquor that has an ABV of 35% or more. And it would also restrict the individual sale of malt beverages, which does include beer under Kansas City's ordinances, that have a container size of 40 ounces or less. The goal through the ordinance is that by restricting these sales, which have been linked to increased disorder in these areas, that by putting in this type of prohibition, we would see neighborhood stability where we're not getting voluntary cooperation from stores.
So, you know, you're never going to hear me complain about making our community safer, ever, especially with something that is fueling the disorderly conduct in certain situations. I want to take 31st and Prospect for an example. And 35th and Prospect, because this ban would not apply citywide. It will only affect stores with liquor license in the Prospect Corridor, Independence Avenue, and parts of downtown Blue Ridge and Midtown, which are all problematic areas that have, you know, where something can pop off at any time because you see people out hanging out.
Yeah.
Drinking these types of liquors. You know what I'm saying? So you're never going to hear me complain about getting rid of things that are that are causing these things, ever.
Yeah, and I understand. I just think back to history. I mean, when it was back to what, like 1920s and 30s, of why it was even, why the prohibition existed. And it was due to the blame of alcohol for rising crime. I mean, poverty, domestic violence, all of those type of things. So not saying that those things can't exist without it, but it just adds more fuel to the fire.
It certainly helps keep certain people with certain intentions, you know, away from where people need to convene, like a grocery store.
Yeah. And like, go ahead.
I was done.
I was going to ask, because I would love your thoughts too. In my head, it's like, based on what the officials are asking for with this ban, I would assume that the thought is, okay, if people can spend $3 and get these airport shots, which 35% alcohol, that might stray people away from buying the bottle. Is that the idea? Because it wouldn't be that alcohol is banned, period. It would just be these smaller things. So would it be assumed that, oh, well, if they not going to spend $5, if they would have spent $5, now we're forcing them to spend $50 to get the whole bottle, they're not going to do it. Is that the understanding?
I think so. And you look at the economic part of it, you know, everybody ain't got $40 to spend on a fifth of, you know.
A 50 hand dog.
Whatever. So.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes, y'all.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
They used to call Nelly, they say he had nursery rhymes back then.
He was really spitting. You go back to them lyrics, they was really hard.
Okay, I ain't gonna go that far. See, now you just take it too far in your own Sagittarius way.
That's real. Like, you listen to some of them raps, you be like, ooh. Even if I listen to some Juvenile, I'm like, when I hear some of, like, this is fun music, but if you really listen to some of the lyrics, you like, oh, I didn't even catch this bar.
I'll give you Nelly number one, because that's probably my favorite song for him. But other
one
than
of the
that,
goats.
Stop D.
Shout out to Nelly. Goats. Okay, yes.
We're moving on.
Yes, you're mad. You're mad, yes.
Greatest of all time at what?
That's a longer conversation. We'll take that
to
the stream.
That's what I thought. yo, cousins, thank y'all for tapping into these conversations we be having. Mm-hmm. And we love and appreciate you for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, man. We realize that you could have been anywhere else in the world,
but you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. Big love to the cousins that's been hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to Lisa Aquino, who also has been chiming in on some of our discussions we've
What's
been
up,
having.
Lisa?
Also, happy Friday to Stacey Davis. Hey, cousin.
What's up, Stacey?
She's sending some special love and a shout out to her uncle, Charles Brown, on today. Big love to Rich Harris and his KC Rattlers. They might have they got a game over the weekend. So I think they're still 3-0 as of right now, because a couple games got canceled in the last week or so. So rooting for you all to get that W. And Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate you each and every weekday for waking up with Hustle and Shine in the Morning. And then also, we got a couple cousins that's been on the Facebook live stream. Got to send them some love. Shout out to DJ Free, B Cakes Bakery. I'm going to go ahead and drop us all a little song. That sounds good. Today, cheat day. Let's make it cheat day. So shout out to Britt Bakes, Mr. Carl, what's up? Major shout out to you. Who else we got in the...
Make it a cheat day. 7-Eleven in the morning. You just done with it already.
Jumping off the porch. Heather Blewett. Appreciate you to all the cousins. And also,
they still coming in.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep. They still just been texting in. And of course, Mr. Carl, shout out. He's shouting out Top Meech, who will be joining us later on in the show. Kansas City's very own artist, who was just winning the Title Headliners contest. So I know we'll have him later on in the show.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 20. Currently, it is 15. Cloudy skies at Wyandotte Lake. It is Grammy week in L.A., and tons of events have been happening leading up to the big day, of course. In the meantime, Brandi Norwood just received the Icon Award.
Will we get a Trina movie?
You supposed to say congratulations.
Oh, that's it. It wasn't no sound.
I was gonna, was playing it off.
My bad.
My bad. But I told you before, Brandi is an icon, and I'm happy she's being awarded of that. Even to the point where during the conversation when she accepted her award, Pharrell was like, "You need to teach a school," because people call Brandi the vocal Bible because of her runs and all these things. And shout out to the cousins on the Facebook stream, because y'all see Brian B. Shining making these faces, because
I don't get it.
You don't get what? What you don't get?
I don't get why. Like I understand Brandi and what she's done. Like, but I don't get where this ultra praise for her voice comes from.
And I think it is a place of people that can actually sing, understand. You know how certain things, DJs, y'all get that us consumers would just be like, he scratched something in.
Oh, and they're the only, in the singer's opinions, is the only ones who matter.
No, but there's a lot of people that I'm not a singer, and I think Brandi is up there.
Like another one. Look, people gonna be looking at me side eye.
Who?
Like, I don't like Jasmine Sullivan's voice.
Somebody said,
look at
what?
Him. Look at Tom Meach over there. Look at him. He over there having a heart attack.
Well, I told you who I thought couldn't sing.
I think Aaliyah's a much better singer than Brandi.
You're tweaking.
I like
bro.
Her voice better.
Come on. So, you like her voice better. That does not mean that she's a better singer than Brandi.
To me.
And that's good. We're all in, you can identify as whatever you want to in this day and age.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I don't think
good.
El DeBarge can sing. I told you.
See, this craziness right here.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
You're mad.
You're mad.
Switching gears
You're
real quick.
A monster.
Actor and rapper Ice-T said he is dropping some new heat. Do you want the OGs to rap again?
And I'm noticing that people from my era are coming back.
Yes.
And they're dropping really heavy, good music. Mm-hmm. And I think my fan base, the golden era, they want to hear what they're familiar with. So I'm going to give them what they're familiar with. The album's called Criminal Migraine. Tretch has his own solo album coming out. We're going to make it do what it do.
You want to hear the OGs? What's up?
I would rather hear Colors and watch the movie Colors. Do you know any Ice-T songs? No? I wouldn't expect you to, D. That's a hard one.
I know Ice-T because he played the role in New York Undercover, and he was the worst villain in the world. I remember him as that. So I don't know any Ice-T.
I barely remember Ice-T as a rapper. So if you would have named an Ice-T song, I would have dropped the mic on that.
Yeah. Well, shout out to the OGs and all of those that came before us.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
This morning, we got one of our famous cousins in the building, man. We got Top Meech.
Top Meech, what's happening?
How you feeling this morning, man?
I'm feeling great, man. Top of the morning.
We appreciate you coming through. Now, mm-hmm. Top Meech recently won... You won this contest on Tidal, dog.
Right.
Dive into it. How did that happen? How did you get involved with that?
Man, from the jump, I'm sitting on my couch watching the Clips live stream. I get an email saying I'm playlisted. Mm-hmm. Fast forward a week, they cash at me a lot of money. Then it happens again. They cash at me a lot of money. Then fast forward like 4 months later, they like, man, screw it. Here's $100,000. You know, that's really
crazy.
How it went.
That's major. So congratulations to you, because I know that with Tidal, they are big on independent artists as yourself.
Right. Yeah.
And so I know that they revealed 10 winners for the Upload Headliners competition. Yeah. Since that moment has happened, what has anything specifically changed for you as of yet?
Man, yes. Like, I mean, obviously my streams and my listeners is going through the roof, but like, it's a lot of important people following me, contacting mm-hmm. me, rooting for me. Like, the support is crazy, and it's making me feel like, man, like truly what he said, like I feel famous. I feel like, you know, I feel like top dog. You feel me? Yeah. Like, it's going crazy.
All right, I gotta dive into your personals. What hood you represent? Where you from in KC?
Man, I'm from
come on.
I'm from the inner city, man. I'm from 39th.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I didn't live up north. I lived out south, you know. I went to high school at Park Hill.
Okay, that's what we. Yeah. That was the next question: is what high school you went to?
Yeah,
that's
elementary. I went to Southeast.
Oh, you went to Southeast?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Southeast always.
We got Top Meech in the building. He's up hustling and shining this morning.
What's happening?
So, you know, we just talked about your title joint that you got now. You got people calling your phone, hitting you up now.
Asking for that money too, ain't they?
Every day, man.
That money.
Even my little brother next to me, he wanna ask me for a million things too. Yeah. Shout out Dev.
Let's just say, Dev. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, man. It's Dirt Boy Dev, man. Me and Top Meech in this together, man. So y'all gonna see both our names coming soon.
Yes, sir. So take us back in the day. Let's go mid to late 2000s or something. Little young Meech, you know, he's trying to get into his musical prowess. Like, what was what were you listening to? What influenced you the most growing up?
Man, at the time, you said 2007.
Whatever time that you can remember when you were young.
2007, so
that was wild.
Look, we was babies, man. Chill out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of them joints that really inspired me, like to really rap, was Song Cry. Real. That's one of the first
Jay-Z?
Beats I rapped mm-hmm. on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I'm hip hop to the core. Them is my inspirations. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Of course, Kanye. Like Jesus Walks.
Yeah. Okay. 04.
Can't Tell Me Nothing. Yeah. Them was the ones 05, I was trying to freestyle okay. on. Yeah.
So would your influences align with some of the people that you would be interested to have a feature with in the coming years?
Of course, man. I've been telling everybody already. I have a Jay-Z feature.
Woo.
Nah, he ain't lying. I'm telling y'all.
That's big. I mean, you have the title connection, so hey. Yeah. We rooting for you.
And my music come through rock.
So there's often a lot of conversation about, you know, Kansas City and its music infrastructure and what we lack a lot of times and what we need to learn from this thing. What can you provide from your experience the past couple months or so to other artists who's trying to get where you are right now?
Man, the same thing I've been telling everybody, bro. Like, when you making music, you making music for yourself. Don't try to make what's hot. Mm-hmm. Don't try to make what you think people are like. Like, you gotta stay true to yourself, because I swear that's what got me here. All I did was, you know, tell my story. You know, all I did was make my beats, tell my story, and put it out there, you know, and the right people found it, you know, and here we are.
We love to hear it. Tidal Headliners Contest winner. I know that 100,000, this been having people going crazy. Because I can't believe they announced that first and foremost to everybody. But now you have even more ammo to put towards your career.
honest.
And that gotta feel good.
It does feel good. It does feel good. And man, this is more beer because like here soon the label gonna be paying for all that, man. I ain't even spend my money.
Good. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. So look, man, we can't leave without trying to get a little sample of what you can provide for the town. So yeah, we're gonna jump into this joint. It's called Die For You. You can find it on YouTube, but stream it.
Yeah, tap
on
in.
Title. We're gonna play a little sample of it. Top Meech, man, we appreciate you getting up, hustling and shining. And when you getting that Grammy, or you getting whatever award you're getting, just come on back to
Absolutely.
Hustle and Shine, man.
Absolutely.
So we can give you some more flowers. Yes, sir. Top Meech, Die For You. Here's a little sample. Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jam.
Do if you was me and you was hungry. Nobody stay around, so you better stay lonely. Murder rate high, so I gotta keep it on me. Too shady, too phony. Streets getting colder, getting older. Catch the first case, everybody say I told you. Promise to myself, I'ma always stay sober. The bitches was shit that I won't never get over. We ball all day and night. I'm not okay, but I'm gonna be alright. Just punch me in, I don't know what the right. I got closer to God and my future look bright. Had to say a prayer for a nigga, he ain't there for a nigga. When the devil looking through the crosshairs for a nigga light. Nearly drowned in the storm, I suppose I'm fine. Ain't even had time to heal, but I'm supposed to rhyme. Yeah. Gotta keep it real with myself. I feel like I'm killing myself for you. Don't know how to feel with myself. Supposed to be healing myself, but here I go. Killing myself for you. I die for you. Take a stand, I lie for you. Say the word, now ride for you. I die for you. Nothing that I won't try for you. Sam said I cry for you.
Busy Bit Man, 816 Day. We on Hustle and Shop.
Breaking: Don Lemon just arrested after a protest in Minnesota. Ooh, we'll have more details a little later on this hour. Keep it locked in. But D, you got to hit the booth.
Oh, it's that time, huh?
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, let me get my Top Meech bag.
Come
huh?
on. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. What they be saying when they in the booth? Turn me up. Come on, cousins. This is our Friday freestyle. Just ride with me.
Come on.
Bundle up and stay warm. It's a Friday. Check or deposit. You just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
You got to squeeze it in.
Right.
Tonight. Hey, shout out to our fam, Era, one of our favorite aunties.
Yes.
She's hosting tonight with my man, Jesse Pringle. He's performing live. Where at D?
At the Whiskey Beard. So go ahead and do your thing. Get your whiskey on and your cigars, two-step and all of that good stuff that's going down tonight.
All the fly ladies going ahead there, boy.
Make sure you got your hats, ladies and men. And then I'm chilling tonight. You chilling as well?
Oh, yeah. Feet up, kicked up. I'm chilling, playing Madden and watching YouTube.
Yeah, that sound about good.
It's cold, D.
It is cold. Now, I'm getting ready for a Saturday because I'll be at Patio. Major shout out to L's over in Independence.
That's my dog.
9 p.m. I need y'all to pull up on me. It's no cover at all. So that means free of charge for your entry. We're doing a Destiny's Child tribute.
Ooh, look at that.
And I'm
Ladies
excited.
Give your man at home.
And they pockets full of grown. So come through at Patio 9 p.m. That's on Saturday. So tomorrow, just pull up on me. And of course, we're going to have all Beyonce's hits too.
Okay. Yeah, I want to hear some of this. If I pull up. And the cup is jumping. Ah.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time. It's a high of 22. Currently, it is 17 cloudy skies at UMKC. Rapper Trina says she got something in the works, and it might be something that is on your TV screen.
Will we get a Trina movie?
The movie is in the making.
I knew it.
That's what's happening. I'm excited. Yeah. Who's going to play Trina in the movie?
Yes. Who would you like to play Trina in the movie?
Young Miami.
I knew it.
Oh, no. I mean, I would not sign me down.
Young Miami actually makes sense. I mean, they both from Miami.
I take
and all
away
of that.
My RSVP.
Who do you think should play Trina?
Not her.
You got to give us somebody. Come on.
Ari Lennox. No, not Ari Lennox.
What?
Oh, my God. Ari. I was talking about the other Ari. Moneybag Yo
Ari.
Ari. Yeah.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Yeah, not Mrs. I Don't Drink Water.
Period.
She said that?
It was a while ago. It was like 2018. Okay. So maybe she's changed since then.
Dang, you hold that against her.
Look at you. You
How you gonna
bad.
Hold that against her? But you want us to forgive other artists for other stuff that happened?
Like what? Hold on, she got recent allegations. So let's not.
You.
Who has recent allegations?
You're Miami.
Of what? Things with Diddy?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Are we serious?
Period.
You say that like what? You said it like, oh, shaking the table.
This is a sick Negro.
Yeah,
leave it right there.
Yeah, leave it right there. Speaking about allegations, this was right up the alley. According to TMZ, while under oath, Bill Cosby putting in the pop. He admitted to refilling a prescription for Quaaludes. Thank you so much.
That's like a 70s, 80s drug.
It's like a Mickey. Were people using it as like, a Mickey back in the day?
Yeah, I guess so. I think something like that. Yeah. A party animal drug.
Okay.
Favor. Perfect. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Well, he admitted to that with the intention of giving the medication to women in hopes of having sex with them.
He just admitted that?
This is latest and greatest from TMZ. They claim Cosby initially obtained the prescription from a gynecologist he met at a gambling event and says he refilled the prescription 7 times and never took a pill himself.
Of course he didn't.
This is Bill Cosby on Hot 103 Jams.
Yikes.
What? I got this in a tuck.
Banana and Fuchsinberry.
Oh, God.
This is Bill Cosby on Hot 103
You're scaring us.
Jams.
You're scaring the women.
That's not AI, y'all.
That is insane.
This is from like 15, 16 years ago.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, switching gears real quick.
This is Bill Cosby.
My bad. Okay, my bad.
You're scaring us, okay. B. Just to mention this, too. Unfortunately, journalist Don Lemon was arrested after protests that disrupted the Minnesota church service. And it from reports with AP News and other outlets, it sounds like he was arrested as of last night by federal agents in L.A. where he had been covering the Grammy Awards. So it seems like they arrested him. So it does say it is unclear what charge or charges Lemon is facing in the January 18th protest. The arrest came after, you know, judge last week rejected prosecutor's initial bid to charge the journalist. So not 100% sure on what's going on with that. I'm sure we'll have more reports. I'm sure Julia has some reports for you later in the midday party.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those forward-thinking, unconventional, and deeply committed Aquarius.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to former NBA player, sports analyst, Jalen Rose. Happy birthday to recording artist and comedian, The Storm Power. Sending a big happy birthday to actor, director, and producer, Charles S. Dutton. Sending over birthday love to TV personality and radio DJ, Donnie Simpson. A big happy birthday to songwriter, singer, record producer, and artist whose music crosses genres from pop, R&B, jazz, and more. Happy birthday to Jody Watt. And last but not least, a big happy birthday to rapper, songwriter, actor, and record producer who just was beefing with Jim Jones. Happy birthday to Kid Cudi.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Lazzie Phelps, Jasmine Bruce, and DeAndre Littlejohn. Sending birthday love to Jackson Reed, Ladero Moore, and Northside Reezy. Happy birthday, Carissa Barbie, Shayla Davis, and Natisha Felice Brooks. Plus, sending birthday love to Rochelle Atkins, plus everybody else born on January 30th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
My name is Simone.
Hey, Simone.
Hey.
Simone, what's your check engine light looking like, man?
We're not going to talk about that.
Dang. We got to get our cousin some help, D. They can't be riding out here in these Kansas City streets with a messed up engine.
Right, it's too cold.
Of course not. Not with these potholes. Mm-hmm.
Man, the potholes will really put you in a blender.
Okay. Everything messed up.
Mm-hmm. You might hit it so hard, it might turn your light off.
Uh-huh.
All right.
We want that.
All right, cousin. We got a shot to get you qualified to win 2 tickets to go see Cardi B. She'll be touching down in Kansas City on March 17th. But you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
Okay.
I'm the hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you hope no, it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these things be mad at me. They baby father wanna bill.
You can't f- with me. If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the switch, I can get them both. And I don't want to choose.
And I'm quick.
I don't know how far y'all want me to go.
And I'm quick, cut up.
Oh. Also, don't get the Lord.
In my world, you get extra points for cussing.
It's a family.
Girl, you good. We grown. Kids know the clothes. So they know to put their hands over their mirrors.
Earmuffs.
All right, cousin. You are now qualified to win those two tickets to go see Cardi B March 17th at the T-Mobile Center. If you get them, who are you taking with you?
My wife, of course.
All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is hooking you up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Y'all have a blessed day.
Ow.